This goes to Dr. Abid. It's A-B-I-D, Khan. It's K-H-A-N. K-H-A-N. Facts, leave that blank. Regarding Amanda McCormick, M like Mary, C, capital C-O-R, M like Mary, I-C-K. Date of birth 6/1/1985. Dear Dr. Khan, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. McCormick, who has hyponatremia, hypoosmolality, likely from SIADH, and without evidence of GI losses or diuretics, and no evidence of congestive heart failure. Also, hypertension history. Her last visit was August 15th of 2023. She has had problems with confusion today, and her mother is wondering if she has a urinary tract infection. As soon as this telemedicine visit is done, she's going to take Amanda to the urgent care and have the urine checked and possibly have some lab studies done. Hopefully she'll be feeling better after they can figure out why she may be slightly confused today. Her weight is up about 15 pounds since her last visit. Her mother denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. They did get lab studies done on April 26th, and she was feeling quite well then, and her sodium was actually up from 125 to 128. Potassium was 5, CO2 was 22, and the hemoglobin was 13.7 with normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. Urine is clear without cloudiness, fulminus, or blood, although that was yesterday. Today, her mother has not observed the urine, and no edema, no complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. Medications, medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. I want to highlight the propranolol, 20 milligrams daily as needed, and Jardiance is 25 milligrams once a day, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 206 pounds, blood pressure 104 over 74, and that's actually rather low for her, and pulse is 82. Labs were previously described. Assessment and plan, hyponatremia with improved sodium level, most likely secondary to SIADH, and hypertension, currently today on the low side, and she's got a new onset of confusion. The mother will be taking her to urgent care today for further evaluation and possibly urine analysis. And I've sent a copy of labs to the Gladwin facility, and we're going to make sure we check creatinine, BUN, calcium, albumin with each electrolyte panel and CBC. And we'd like to do that monthly also. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.